They want me to grab the mic. Amen. How y'all feel this morning? Are you ready to receive from God today? I believe God has a word for us today. And it's been confirmed through Brother Brian's testimony. Through his testimony. And so this morning, our topic or our thought will be, is there life after death? Is there life after death? You see, Brian was dying. Brian was dead, but God got a hold to him and resurrected his life. So the question I ask you today, is there life after death? Death is an emotional time for all of us. Death of a loved one can impact many in different ways. The way you respond may be different than the way I respond. Death of a loved one can knock you to your knees. Death can also end a friendship. Death of a marriage can also knock you down. Death, it has the power to keep us in a rut or a standstill. Death, it can cause you to lose focus. Death, it can cause you to want to just give up and throw in the towel. Death. I know many are wondering what I'm talking about. Why does he want to preach on death this morning? But there are many forms of death I want to touch on today. And as I was speaking earlier, I was telling you that I was saying the power that death has, that it what it does to an individual. When you lose a loved one, especially when it's all of a sudden, when you don't even expect it, it sometimes can just knock you down. You just take the wind out of you. Death. Because it hurts so much, because you have lost that one who you cared about, who you love. And it can cause you to just not want to pay attention anymore. Death. In my study, and I found out that even in the animal kingdom, death is even hard for animals to accept. I found out that in one book I was looking at that a gorilla in Germany, it's been documented that when her baby had died, that she carried that baby for a week, not wanting to let it go. Even I found out that dolphins sometimes, when they lose their babies or their baby dolphins, they carry their babies on their back for weeks, pushing them, trying to get them to swim again. You see, death sometimes is hard to come to grips with. Death. In this passage of scripture, we're going to talk about Joshua. And Joshua was experiencing the death of Moses. Moses was Joshua's mentor. Moses was whom Joshua had looked up to. But the time had come when Moses was taken off the scene. And we're going to find out that Joshua was going through a period of time where he was mourning and grieving the death of Moses. And we're going to see what, when Moses died, how it affected Joshua. Now remember, it was Moses whom God had used in a mighty way. It was Moses whom God had used to part the Red Sea. It was Moses who God used to lead his people to get them free from Pharaoh. So Moses was this mighty man of God whom the people of Israel looked up to, who they had all their trust in, whom Joshua had all his trust in, who he had all his hope in. But the time came where he passed, and it shook Joshua. It shook him. It shook him. And we're going to read, we're going to find out what he did. But I wanted you to know today, the enemy will use grief as a tool to keep us in bondage. Maybe it be physical or material. The enemy will use that to keep us in bondage. I want to speak to your spirits today. I want to say this. I don't take it lightly for anyone in here that's experiencing death, that may be grieving. You should grieve and you should mourn. So I'm not taking it lightly. So I don't want you to think I'm just talking, just to be talking. I understand your pain and I understand your hurt. But I want you to know today that there is life after death. There is life after death. And I say that because I've experienced it myself. We've lost a lot of people, but we lost my little brother years ago. And that shocked me. That knocked me to my knees. And that caused me to get in a standstill or a rut. I didn't want to move forward. But God had to remind me that there was life after death. Chapel of Change, I want you to know today, you may be experiencing some hurts and some losses, but I want you to know today that there is life after death. And Joshua, he followed Moses since his youth. When he was a young man, he followed after Moses. He was Moses' assistant. So Joshua had experience of being close to Moses, and so he knew about God's presence. So there was something special about Joshua. God used Joshua in a special way. Joshua was a warrior of God. Joshua was gifted in leadership. Are there any Joshuas here today? Are there any warriors in the house today? See, a warrior is one that has been through some stuff. A warrior is one that has been through some battles. A warrior is one that knows how to fight. A warrior is one that can take a licking but keep on ticking. Are there any warriors in the house today? Any warriors in the house today? So you have to know that you're going to experience some things in this life that will knock you to your feet. But as a warrior of God, you got to rise back up. Amen? Let's look at the next slide. Types of death that will cause you to mourn or to grieve. Loss of a very close friend or a friendship, when that's over, it will cause us some time to grieve. It will cause us some time to just get in a depression. It will cause some time just to not want to be bothered because we lost a very close friend. Also, sometimes loss of a job can cause you to get in a rut. Loss of a job, the death of a job can cause a person to some time because he had all his hope or her had all her trust in this particular job, and you lost your job and now you have become depressed. Now you come to the point where you want to just give up. Now you just stop moving. You stop going forward. Different types of death, how we grieve sometime. Maybe you going through a divorce, and divorce, it hurts. A divorce, That marriage has died. That marriage is over. And sometimes going through a divorce will cause you to fall to your knees. It will cause you to just get depressed. It will cause you to just lose focus. Has anybody been through a divorce before? You know what I'm talking about then. Somebody who you've been married to for a period of time, and that marriage has now come to an end. It's over. It's dead. And so you have to go through that grieving process, that process of hurting and disappointment and confused, because how could this happen to me? I'm divorced now. I'm going through. I don't understand. How could it happen to me when I was doing all that I was supposed to do? Some of us today, we're still carrying around baggage. We're still depressed. We can't seem to go forward today. But I want you to know today that there is life after death. Because I once was divorced myself. And I came to a point when it hit me, I had to fall to my knees, and I was so confused, and I was hurt, and I was disappointed. And I stayed in the house for about a week, and I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to face anybody. I was in a rut. But my brother, my brother came up to me and said, "Man, you got to get out of this. You got to move forward." I came to the point where I stopped eating. I didn't want to eat because I was grieving. I lost my appetite. I lost my will and my desire because of the divorce. It hit me. But oh, the God that I serve is a God of life after death. Glory to God. Look at me today. I serve the Lord today, married and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And got me a good wife. Glory to God. God's a God of a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance. Or maybe it's just you and your husband, or maybe it's just you by yourself and your children have left the house and you're empty nesters now and you are experiencing a death in the relationship. And that's sometimes because your whole focus before was involved with your children. You know, the soccer programs, the basketball programs, after school programs, but now the children have grown up and did their thing. They don't have time for mama or dad anymore. But they are doing their thing. But now we as parents, sometimes we are grieving and we're suffering from the loss of our children. I know I'm 57 years old and my mama, she still asks me to come over. "Baby, I miss you. Baby, I love you." To the empty nesters out there, I want you to know that there is life after death. You better enjoy this time. Amen. So let's turn to slide 3, where we're going to pick up our text scriptures. Joshua, the first chapter, verses 1-9. And after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, let me just stop there just for a quick second. After the death of Moses, the Bible says that Moses was a big shot. Moses was a shot caller. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that Moses was the servant, chapel of change. If you want to be used of God, you want God to use you in a mighty way, become a servant. Don't want everybody to serve you, but you serve the people. Moses served the people. That's the word for our uprising leaders today. You want to go somewhere in ministry? Be a servant. Have a servant's heart. Be willing to, don't want everybody to put you on a pedestal, but you have a servant's heart. You get down in the nitty gritty and you get your hands dirty and you serve. Okay? Let me go back to the scripture here. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, "Moses, my servant is dead. Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise. You see, Joshua was mourning during this time. And the Bible says that God spoke to him. He says, arise, cross this Jordan, and you and all the people to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. And verse 3, it says this, and I will give you every place you set your foot as I promised Moses. And I want you to put yourself in this passage of scripture. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Your territory, you will extend from the desert to Lebanon. Your territory, everything that belongs to you, your territory. You know how we want to mark our own territory? You know, this is mine. This is all mine right here. And I have to confess for my wife, because she says, I always say this all the time, when we go in the gym, we work out. And you know, she's cute. And we're working out sometime. And I'm from a distance. And this was back a while back, though. But some of the guys would go over and see her by herself and go over and try to talk to her, try to holler at her and stuff, you know. And I would come back on the other side. I would see what was going on. So I'd go back over there, and I would put my arm around her. I would say something to her, you know. And she'd say, stop marking your territory. Because that was mine. That was mine. That's how we do sometimes. We want to mark our territory. We want to mark our territory. And God was telling Joshua, he said, I'm getting ready to give this to you. All of this, that's yours. It belongs to you. I'm getting ready to extend your territory. I'm getting ready to extend our territory. And from the great river, the Euphrates, and all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your... Let me just read that again. And no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Verse 6. So be strong, Joshua, and be courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land which I swore to the ancestors to give them. He says it again, verse 7. Brian, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you, and do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Keep this book of the law always. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may know and be careful to do everything that is written. Not just read it, but do what's in it. Amen. Chapel of Change, can we do that? Can we not just read it, but do what's in it? Let us not just read it, but let's apply it. Let's do what's in the Word of God. Amen? And then you will be successful. You will be blessed when you abide in God's Word. Amen? And verse 9. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. That's enough right there. We can go home right there. For the Lord thy God is with you. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Whatever you're going through, know that God is with you today. No matter what kind of death that we face, that God is with us. He's with us today. That's the kind of God that we serve. So he had to deal with Joshua because Joshua was going through some difficult times. He was experiencing the death of Moses. So God had to speak to him. God had to speak to him. And guess what? In our next slide, we're going to talk about that. So our first point is this. God will speak to you while in despair. God will speak to us while in despair. God will send a word to me and you while we're discouraged. Right when Moses was, when Joshua was so confused and so devastated, there's some times in our life where we just need a word from the Lord. There's some times when nothing else won't do, but we just need a word from God to get us out of our situation. And I believe today that God has a word for me and you today. God will speak to you while in despair. In verse 1, it said, then the Lord spoke to him. And you know when God speaks, things happen. How many know that when God speaks, things happen? You know there's power in the word of God? Break time. I'm sorry, I know we're on live right now, but I'm got a little dry here. But let me go back to what I was saying, that when God speaks, things will happen. We'd want to know, is there life after death? And God will speak to you while in despair. God will speak to us while we're confused. God will speak to us while we're hurting. God will send a word of encouragement to us. So when God speaks, things happen. There is power in the word of God. The Bible says in Genesis, when he spoke the world into existence, things happened. You remember the time when Peter was, when he saw Jesus walking on the sea, and Jesus says, come on out, come to me. And Peter was doing okay when he had his focus and his trust on Jesus. But the moment he took his eyes off of Christ, he began to sink. Ah, but Jesus, he spoke to him in the midst of his storm, like he speaks to us today. He said, peace, be still. And the winds began to stop and the waters became calm, right in the midst of Peter's storm. And the Bible says, they said, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? I want to tell you today that there's power in the word of God. St. John, the 16th chapter and the 33rd verse says these. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace, and in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. God will speak to his people today. Well, how does God speak? I know he spoke to Peter back then, so how does he speak to his church today? When I'm going through some things, when I'm in despair, how does God speak to me? Well, God speak to me through his word. God will speak to me through worship. God will speak to me through a man of God or to a woman of God, somebody to give me encouragement. That's why it's important for us to continue to come to church. When you're going through despair, when your heart is hurting, when you're facing a death, when you're grieving, it's important to continue to come to church. And God will speak to you right where you are. Amen? And the second point I want to bring to us is this. Not only will God speak to us while in despair, but Joshua had to learn to listen to God. Joshua had to learn to listen to God. Verse 2, Moses is dead. Now therefore arise. Even though he was facing some times of difficulties and his heart was heavy and his mind may have been confused and he didn't understand, how could this happen to me? How could I go through all of this? He had to learn to shut off everything else around him. He couldn't listen to what everybody else was saying, but he had to learn to listen to God. And that's what God is saying to us today. In the moment of our crisis, In the moment of our heartaches, we have to learn to listen to Him. We have to learn to listen to God. What is God saying to you in your time of crisis? What is He saying to me? What is He saying to you? When you are going through some things that you don't understand, what is God saying to you? So it's important that for us to get that word, to read His word, and see what God is saying to you. How many been in a situation where you've been going through and you don't know what to do, and you grab the Bible and you read a scripture, and you say, ooh, that's just what I needed. Ooh, that was refreshing to me. Ooh, that lifted up my spirit. That's our food is in the word of God. Our hope and our trust is in the word of God. These words I speak unto you, the Bible says, they are spirit and they are life. There's power in the word of God. God will meet you right where you are. Just as Joshua laid down and he was grieving for over 30 days, he was grieving and mourning. God spoke to him right in his crisis and it was able to bring him back up. He was able to have life after death. God will speak to us. We heard Brian's testimony, how he said how he was doing his own thing, but when God spoke to him, he began to live again. When God spoke to me, I began to live again. When God spoke to you, you begin to live again. There is life after death. I got just a few more points and we're going to bring it home. Remember this. You have to learn to listen. Proverbs, the 4th chapter and the 20th verse says this: my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to hear my words. Listen to what God is saying. He also says that in the book of Samuel, he told Samuel. Samuel told him, he said, speak, Lord, for your servant hear. When God was calling him, he said, speak, Lord, for your servant hear. I'm listening what you have to say, Lord. That's what we need to say to God. And in the midst of our confusion, okay, Lord, where are you in this? What are you saying about this right now? Where are you at, Lord? Speak so I can get clarity, I can get understanding. Lord, speak to me. Give me some guidance, Lord. Lead me, direct me. Because I don't know what to do right now. I'm confused. I'm lost right now. But God, speak to me. Lord, I need you to speak to me. God, I need a word from you, Lord. I need a word from you, Lord. Lord, speak to me, Lord. God, give me some hope. God, give me some deliverance, Lord. I need a word from you, oh God. Speak to me. Not what my friend's going to tell me. Not what my brother's going to tell me. But Lord, you speak to me. You speak to me, Lord. Lord, speak to me. God, I need a word from you. Lord, speak to me. In the midst of my distress, in the midst of my pain, God, speak to me. I need a word from you, oh God. I need your word, oh God. Lord, speak to me. God, I'm about to throw in the towel, but God, speak to me. Lord, I'm about to give up, but God, speak to me. I'm about to throw in the towel, but God, speak to me. I'm confused, but God, speak to me. Oh, but God, my marriage is going through, but God, speak to me. My children, they're acting up, but God, speak to me. My job is laid off, but God, speak to me. My brother is sick, but God, speak to me. The Bible says that he sent his word and they were healed. But God, speak to me. But God, save my children. But God, speak to me. In his word, he said, if you believe, I save your whole household. If you would just believe. But God, speak to me. I need your word, God. Speak to me today. Oh, I learned how to listen, but God, speak to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, speak to me right where I am. But God, speak to me. Everybody is against me, but God, you speak to me. Give me words of encouragement, but God, speak to me today. But God, these temptations and these desires that they're coming back. But God, speak to me. God, speak to me. So Chapel of Change, listen carefully to his words through the Bible, through songs, through sermons, through prayer, through another saint. And sometimes just be still and get in that quiet place. Be still sometime and just get in that quiet place. Be still. Hit your knees. Fall to your knees. That's what he wants. He wants to pray. He wants to talk to him. Fall to your knees and let God speak to you. If there's ever been a time, it's a time as now where we need God to speak to us. Because we make too many mistakes. Proverbs says to trust in God with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. But in all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him. And he will do what? He will direct your paths. Seek God today, Chapel of Change. That's what I'm doing. Remember, the devil wants you to stay stuck, but God wants you to move forward. Remember, the thief wants you to stay stuck, wants you to stay in this rut, but God is saying, move forward today. Move forward today. And my last point is point three. And God reminds Joshua about his promises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God reminds Joshua about his promises. We need to know his promises. And we need to meditate on them day and night. Look at verse 3. And I will give you every place you set foot, as I promised Moses. God wants us to move on. So he wants us to move on, so he's going to remind us of his promises. He had to remind Joshua of his promises. Because Joshua was getting ready to face a big task. And some of me and you here today, is God is asking for us to move forward. And sometimes we can't. And we are in that rut or in that standstill and can't seem to move forward. And so what God had to do with Joshua, he had to remind Joshua of his promises. And his promises, what he reminded Joshua was the same promises he gave Moses way back in the day. He said, I was going to deliver my people. I was going to take them to the promised land. And I just wanted to stop just for a quick second. What are some promises, sister, that God has given you? What are some promises that God said he was going to do for you? He want to remind you, he know you've been stuck and you haven't been moving forward. But what are his promises that he told you he was going to do for you? He wants to remind you what he's going to do for you, and he's going to do it. But he gives Joshua some instruction, and I'm going to give you some instruction in a little bit. But first of all, I want you just to think just for a second. Think on the promises of God, where you read in his word some promises, and those promises spoke to you, and how you took those promises and you took them in your heart. And you're waiting now for those promises to come to pass. But in the midst of those promises, some things have happened to you. In the midst of those promises that God said he's going to do for you, you've experienced some death. You've experienced some heartaches. In the midst of those promises, you begin to go through some things. And it's caused you to get in a rut. And it's caused you to just clam up and don't want to move forward now. So God is saying today, remember what I told you I was going to do way back then? You are special. You have been created in Christ's image. I'm going to use you. You. The Bible says you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you. You didn't pick me, but I picked you. But in the midst of my picking you, in the midst of you being called out, you begin to experience some heartaches and some disappointments. But remember, you're a warrior. You've been through the battlefield. So you know how to get back up. So God is speaking to you today. He's speaking to you today. No matter what has been going on in the past, right now, those situations, they're dead. It's over with. It's done. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. You may have made a lot of mistakes in the past, but right now, it's over. It's dead. Let it go. It's over. It's over. Don't do it. It's over. It's dead. It's gone. Now it's time to move forward. You know, that enemy is so tricky. You know, as I was getting ready for this message here, and I'm going to show you how the devil will do you. And then we get ready to close. I got a few minutes. We get ready to close. This title here, Life After Death. Now, when I was preparing for this, is there life after death? I experienced three people dying within a week who I knew really good. Three people dying, lost their lives or killed different ways and stuff. And I'm like, well, Lord, what you trying to tell me? Is there life after death? I'm trying to prepare for this message. Is there life after death? But I hope I ain't getting ready to go nowhere. And I'm going to tell you now, I don't like flying on airplanes at all. I don't like flying on airplanes. And so we went to a conference, and I had to get ready for this conference. And I'm like, I'm getting this message together. There's life after death. Everybody around me dying, dropping dead and stuff, you know. And I'm like, and I already had to turn my notes in the past a week ahead of time. You know, I'm like, well, God, let me... What you doing here? You know, is there life after death? I don't want to go. I still got work to do. I ain't ready to go. I got work to do. I'm not ready to go yet. You know. But it's just how that enemy will try to mess with your mind. Even though I am who I am, the enemy try to mess with you. You know, and even though I was getting ready for this, something else, I came back and something else hit me. And I'm like, I'm trying to get my mind focused on the word, and something else hit me. I'm like, God say, let it go. It's over. It's dead. Move on. Let it go. Somebody may rub you the wrong way. It's over. It's dead. Move on. But you know, we have a tendency to hold on to grudges and don't want the people, you know, let them forgive them. God say, it's dead. Move on. Let it go. Move on. Whatever is causing you to not move forward, it's dead today. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. It's dead. It's over. It's dead. But let's move on. I got 2 minutes as the worship team comes back up. And my last point is this. I said God had to remind Joshua about his promises. And in my studying, I found out that there were over 5,000 promises in the Word of God. We as believers need to hold on to the promises of God. Every dead situation, we must hold on to the promises of God. Every time someone's hurt us, we must meditate on the promises of God. Every time a door closes, we must memorize the promises of God. Amen. And the last point is this. Joshua, he had to put on his kingdom mentality to be bold and courageous. Joshua, Chapel of Change, we today have to put on our kingdom mentality to be bold and courageous. We have to remind ourselves and meditate on the promises of God. For you see, Joshua was getting ready to face a big task. He was getting ready to lead God's people. Somebody who his mentor Moses had did. So this was a great call for Joshua. He had to get ready. So he was grieving the loss of his mentor, but he was also facing a great task of leading God's people. And some of us today, God is asking for something big of you today. He's asking for something big of you today. There's a great task that he's asking from me and you today. I don't know what he's asking you, but you know what God is speaking unto you today. But he won't leave us alone. He said over three times in this next passage of scripture, he says, but Joshua, I had to remind you. First of all, I had to speak to you, Joshua. And Joshua had to listen. And then he had to remind him of his promises. And then he said, you know what? Joshua, Chapel of Change, I want you to be bold and courageous. I want you to be bold and courageous. Then the next verse says, you know what? I want you to be bold and very courageous. I want you to just to step out and trust God. Chapel of Change today, God is saying to us, arise. That situation is over with. It's your time to rise up and do what I've called you to do. Whatever God is calling you to do, some of us have been sleeping long enough. But today is your day. God is saying, arise. The time is over. And when you arise, you won't be by yourself. Knowing that I'm God, that I'm with you, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So be bold in the Lord and be courageous, knowing that I have your back. The Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Chapel of Change, be bold and be courageous. Stand up. Get up out of that rut. Arise and move forward. Arise and move forward. God is saying today, I've seen your pain and I know your grief. I understand your heartaches and your disappointments. But today, I speak life to you. Arise and get up. Trust God and follow him. Stand on his word. Keep his promises. Meditate on them day in and day out. Fall to your knees and seek God's face for guidance and deliverance. The question is there life after death? You have life today. I have life today. So rise, everyone, and stand to your feet and give God some praise. For you shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. Glory to God. Every situation is over, it's dead, it's gone. But today, you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Today is your day. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Let us pray. Father, we come before you right now. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask and I pray that you will continue to give us the strength to get up out of this rut, to get up what's been holding us back for so long. But God, speak to us. And you said for us to get up, it's our time, that you're going to use us. So God, I pray that you would touch your people all over this room and Chapel of Change as you continue to worship him. If that's you today, God has spoke to you and he's telling you to arise, to come up. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you today. If God spoke to your heart today and he's telling you to get up, get up, arise and come forward. Get up, arise and come forward. Get up, arise and come forward. Get up, I know, I know, I know. Get up and come forward. There's power in the word of God. There's power in his word. He said, arise and get up. Yes, God. That's it. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord. Yes, Jesus. It's your time. It's your time.